This is an executive summary of 721 Exchange Minimum Investment and Suitability, Baker 1031 from Baker 1031 Investments. 721 exchanges involve securities, so they typically require accredited investor status and a suitability review. Here most of the property owners we talk to about 721 exchanges clear the accreditation bar without realizing it, their real estate equity alone gets them there. The suitability review is the step that actually decides the question. Unlike a 1031 exchange into a property you buy directly, a 721 exchange involves securities. The op units you receive are securities, and the offerings, DSTs and the bridge path, right interests, are securities offerings. That brings three requirements: accredited investor status, a suitability review by a financial professional, and minimum investment amount set by the offerings. Because 721 exchanges involve securities, op units, and DST or right offerings in the typical paths, they're generally offered to accredited investors. An accredited investor meets income or net worth thresholds defined by securities regulations. Under the current SEC Rule 501A standard, as of 2026, and subject to future amendment, that means individual income over $200,000, or $300,000 jointly, in each of the two most recent years, or a net worth over $1 million excluding your primary residence, certain professional certifications also qualify. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.